In 1495, Leonardo da Vinci began work on a painting that all of us have seen. In fact, it's his picture that most of us associate with one major event in Christianity. The story of that painting and its tie to one small town in Indiana is this edition of the American Countryside.
To maximize crop yields, successful growers need a special advantage, and that's what you get with Radiate Plant Growth Regulator. Radiate is uniquely formulated to help young plants quickly develop stronger roots and shoots. That means better nutrient uptake, more early stress resistance, and bigger yields. Radiate makes all the difference on a variety of crops, with either foliar or in-furrow application, allowing it to fit with most grower programs. So this year, give yourself an edge. Ask your CPS dealer for Radiate.
AgroLiquid's full line of crop nutrients offer greater efficiency and unsurpassed application flexibility. AgroLiquid isn't like other fertilizers. Their crop nutrients can be conveniently applied when and where you need them. So instead of applying tons or gallons of fertilizers your crop may not need, you're using less and seeing more in your fields, so you wind up having one heck of a championship season. Go to AgroLiquid.com to get your crop nutrient game plan.
In 1495, Leonardo da Vinci began work on a picture we have all seen, his depiction of the Last Supper of Christ. However, drawings of that event were far from new at the time da Vinci painted, says Wilma Flory.
The first Last Supper is probably the sketches that are found on the walls in the catacombs in the Christian section. There are some that looks like circles, and then looks like there is people sitting around them, and it's just outline sketches.
Flory and her husband Charles have collected pieces that depict the Last Supper and have a museum in Greensburg, Indiana. While they may not personally have those earliest pieces, Wilma can tell you much about them.
The earlier depictions would not all be on one side of the table, would not have certainly the clothing that Leonardo da Vinci had, may not have had a window behind Christ.
But it is that famous painting by da Vinci that most of us know as the Last Supper.
Lots of things have happened to that picture through the years. In the Napoleon years, a door was cut into the wall, horses were brought in and stabled in adjoining rooms, and hay was stored there.
But it was not the horses that threatened to do the most damage.
During the war in 1943, the building was bombed, but fortunately, the wall with the Last Supper picture on it had been sandbagged and therefore was saved, still stood with a canvas for 5 or 6 years before they could rebuild the building around it, which is to me an amazing that that could happen and we could still have the picture. You could see it today.
The Florys have about 2,100 artistic pieces, paintings, figures, carvings, most of which depict that da Vinci image. We uncover their unique collection next time as we travel the countryside. In Greensburg, Indiana, I'm Andrew McCrae.